This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Kremlin was guarded about future dialogue with Washington Thursday, a day after the first face-to-face meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. The two leaders met in Geneva Wednesday to ease soaring tensions between Moscow and Washington, with relations at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. Putin said in televised remarks Russia was ready to continue the talks, provided Washington was also willing to do so. The Russian leader said the meeting was, quote, quite friendly, end quote, and that he and Biden, quote, were able to understand each other on key issues, end quote. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. President Biden is set to sign into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned that they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved Black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Britain Thursday said it had agreed on a truce with the United States over a 17-year-long tariffs dispute involving European plane maker Airbus and U.S. rival Boeing. It comes in the wake of a similar deal between the European Union and U.S. announced Tuesday. The dispute has seen damaging retaliatory tariffs levied on products on both sides of the Atlantic, owing to disagreements over support for large civilian aircraft. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday the United States was working with Taiwanese regulators and expects COVID-19 vaccines to be delivered in very short order to Taiwan. Washington has promised to donate 750,000 vaccine doses to the self-ruled island claimed by China. Kuwait will allow non-citizens to enter the country starting August 1st if they have been fully vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccines that have been approved by the Gulf state, the government said Thursday. A PCR test must be taken before flying and another during 7 days of home quarantine on arrival. In decisions carried by a state news agency, Kuwait's cabinet also announced only citizens who have been fully vaccinated can leave the country starting August 1st. It also said that from June 27th on, only vaccinated people would be able to enter restaurants and cafes, health clubs, salons, and large commercial spaces. Coronavirus infections in Africa are surging as a third wave of the pandemic gathers pace on the continent, fueled by the spread of more contagious variants, the World Health Organization said Thursday. In 22 African countries, cases rose by more than 20% in the week to June 13th, with the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Namibia, and Uganda reporting their highest number of new weekly cases since the pandemic began. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that he told U.S. President Joe Biden at their first meeting that Turkey would not change its stance on its Russian S-400 missile defenses, state media reported Thursday. Washington sanctioned Ankara over the viewpoint. Mr. Biden and Erdogan sounded upbeat after their face-to-face talks Monday, although the NATO allies did not announce any major breakthroughs in disputes, including the S-400s, Syria, and other issues. The Yemeni branch of al-Qaeda has kidnapped 6 government security personnel, an official said Thursday, the first incident of its kind in years, in a country where years of conflict has created a security vacuum. A security official with the internationally recognized government, who spoke on condition of anonymity, told AFP 5 officers have been seized in the southern province of Shabwa during a mission Tuesday. China launched the first 3-man crew Thursday to its new space station and its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts are traveling in the spaceship launched in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert. Dozens of turtles and dolphins were killed by intense heat and chemical poisoning from a container ship that burned for almost 2 weeks off Sri Lanka, authorities said Thursday. The Singapore-registered pearl has been partially submerged off the island nation's coast since early June.